Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Good, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Sebo Show. This next hour is going to be an hour of mind power, and you are going to be invited to participate. If you would like to call in and chat with me, you can call 888-268-4313. That toll-free number again is 888-268-4313. I'm Donna Sebo. I am an intuitive, a psychic. But in this show, I like to share with you all different types of information that are going to, I like to think, empower you in some way during your day. Oh, I hope you'll enjoy the various topics that we'll be talking about, and if I have the time, I might even throw in a recipe for you. But again, Donna Sebo here, and you are welcome to call with me at 888-268-4313. And this is something that I'm looking forward to doing on a regular basis, and we will be filling you in with those details. I'd like to start off this morning with a bit of a poem. It meant a lot to me when I was preparing for the show, and I thought I would do this with you. This is how the poem reads. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but you think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you've lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to try to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. Those words have inspired me so much during the years because I've become aware that it's between the stuff between our ears that makes a difference in our lives. Have you ever found yourself in an environment of an emergency and often watched what's gone on? You have those people that are trained and prepared, and maybe they know exactly what to do in that moment. You have others that may be standing by and wringing their hands and bemoaning everything that's going on. You'll have others that will get very depressed. You'll have someone else that'll say out of the experience that something very special happened to them. What really makes the difference is how we think and how we act on our thinking. This is so very, very important. because it makes all the difference in the world. It is not something that's to be taken lightly. And when we are going about everyday life, it's important for us to be aware of the fact that how we think and what we do with our minds makes a difference. Do you sometimes feel like you will never make a mark in the world? So many of us are bombarded with information about a very tiny group of people. They can be movie stars, they can be politicians, and we seem to think the world revolves all around this little itsy-bitsy group of people. The truth is, it doesn't. The world is so vast, it is so absolutely phenomenal in its opportunities. But when we are indoctrinated to just looking at the world as a little tiny place in space, and we get stuck in that smallness, we are not going to be able to recognize, nor are we going to be able to appreciate the capacities that we have within ourselves. And I will hear people, in fact, I do a daily radio show out of the Pacific Northwest, which is where I live, and it is something every morning I have a show on the air. And this morning I had the privilege of interviewing William Federer. And his book that we talked about this morning on the show was all about George Washington Carver. Now, this is a man, for most of you, the name is going to be familiar, a man who made such a difference in this world. He affects our lives today. Well, he was an orphan. He came from a slaver family, and he just absolutely had the worst start in life that anybody could have. His mother had been kidnapped. His father had been brutalized horribly. And as a baby, he was left on a ground piece somewhere, and he had severe whooping cough. By all odds, this man should never have survived. But survive he did. And through the thoughtfulness and caring of many people, all of his many talents were encouraged. He was a man that believed very strongly in the work ethic and a very strong sense of pride about being able to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. He went on to learn about agriculture. He was a phenomenal painter. He did all kinds of jobs, never feeling like he was demeaned at any time in any way by anything that he did. In fact, he always performed at the highest level of excellence. He was approached by Booker T. Washington of Tuskegee University, saying, "We want you to come here and teach." This is a man that was rubbing elbows with future greats. And he said, "I will come to Tuskegee and I will teach." And he did. This man developed over 300 products. 300 products. And he would say that his plants would talk to him. All of these things in this man's life, and he was very unassuming, a very quiet person, yet he was changing the world just by being the best he could possibly be. And that's what I think you need to remember for yourself. So as you're going about your business today, I know we're coming into Easter week here. We are in Easter week, in fact. This is Good Friday. So as you're going about your business of the day, no matter what you're involved with, whether it's church activities or you're just maybe taking time off, enjoying the privilege of having some free time, whatever it is, remember, you are the person that is in charge of your mind. You are the person that is the governor of your thoughts. You are the person that will put into your mind the nourishment that will enable you to grow as an individual. But, again, it is up to you. No matter who you are, no matter what your circumstances are at this very moment in time, if you want to change them, it has to start with yourself. And it has to start with a zest and a love for learning. I believe that very strongly. And also a willingness to develop your self-confidence so that you can go out and rub elbows with those that are more successful than you. Learn from them. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Step up to your own mark of greatness, because sooner or later, the person who wins is the person who thinks they can. Donna Sebo here, and I'm delighted to be able to share this hour with you. If you would like to call in and receive a free reading on the air, all you need to do is call in to the number 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. What I will need from you when you call in is your name or your first initial, and I'd like to know where you are calling in from. Again, Donna Sebo here, 888-268-4313. People have often asked me how I ended up developing mind skills where someone can just call into the show and I give information to them. They say, how can you do this? It doesn't make sense. This shouldn't be possible. But it is. And Napoleon Hill, in his book, The Law of Success, describes how the mind can work, and I think that's very good. Many of you know of him through the book Think and Grow Rich. But The Law of Success was his original big kahuna of publications, in my mind, for you anyway. And he gave the information in there about how the mind works. Now, this was in the 1900s when he did his research, and he talked to literally thousands of people. And there are so many wonderful stories associated with Napoleon Hill. But one of the biggest things that he accomplished by doing his research for over 20 years into what creates success was finding basic principles that all success manuals and everything else that's published today on positive attitude are based on. And again, it deals with so many levels. For myself, when I got into the work of mind, I had no idea the adventures that it would bring into my life and the experiences that I would have. But it taught me one thing, and that is there is no limit in skill capability. There is no limit into the way intuitive processes can work. And you, no matter how it may demonstrate in your life, because it's part of your rightful heritage, you too can develop it and can utilize it in everyday living. Now, sometimes people like to use tools to develop the skills of mind. Those tools are neither good nor bad. They are just tools. It's sort of like building a house. You use a hammer, you use a nail, but if you just tried to use a hammer all by itself, you wouldn't be able to build a very nice house, would you? So we have many tools that are available. And I would say, if you want to explore those tools, that's fine. But you'll know that you are really reaching a pinnacle of success with mind skills when you are able to recognize that you are living it day in and day out. You learn to follow those intuitive hunches. You learn to pay attention to the pictures that might flash in your mind. Let me give you an example. I talked to a woman, and this is many years ago, when I was just beginning to develop my own skills. And she had pictures that would flash into her mind. And she said, invariably, those pictures that flashed into her mind were projecting future probabilities. And she was fascinated with how many times it came true. Sometimes she would have pictures flash in her mind that were rather negative, and she didn't quite know what to do with it. She'd say, oh, this is terrible. This is a bad thing that's going to happen. So when I was talking with her, I asked her why it had to happen. I said, couldn't it be that you're getting this information for the purpose of making you aware of a negative thing that's coming up? And so, because your mind is showing you that something negative can come out, that you might have the potential of being able to shift it into something positive? She'd never thought of it that way. So often, whenever we look at or try to discover something about the tools of the mind, we maybe have come in contact with people that have believing, or what I call belief, limitations. And those belief limitations really have to be looked at very carefully. Sometimes their experiences will create those limitations, and because of fear, they will be afraid of going any further with what they need to know, with what they need to learn. This is where you as an individual can step past somebody else's self-imposed boundaries. And this is so very, very important for you to know. And you can use your intuitive skills in all levels of life. You can use it in business. You can use it in your family. You can use it in creative design, whether you're a writer or an artist. It can be used in so many ways. I'll share with you an example of how an engineer used it once. And he didn't quite understand what was going on. But what happened with him is he was involved with a particular project. It was involving a building. In this building, there was some kind of air system equipment that had to be installed, and they found there was a lot wrong with what had been proposed for this particular site. Well, they had a deadline, and for those of you that are involved in construction, you know that if you don't make your deadline, you're going to be paying thousands of dollars in fees for not meeting it. They had a very tight budget they had to adhere to, so they were really on this tight deadline. All of the engineers, the boss, everybody was frazzled because they could not figure out how to get this system working. It was okay. They had to adapt what they had been given to work with so that it would do the job. Everybody was stonewalled. Well, as it turned out, there was this particular engineer. He went home, and he had a habit of liking to work at night. And it was quiet, nobody would disturb him, and he sat at his drafting board, and he was just doodling, and he couldn't figure out what was going on. And he said that we've got this, we've got that, we've got the other. Well, it was, again, quite late, and he's sitting there, and he just sort of went into a very quiet state of mind, just saying, you know, I'm tired, I just don't think I can think about this anymore. And right in front of him, there appeared a picture of the whole system right in front of his physical eyes. It was like a hologram. He was stunned. So he watched it, and he looked at it, and then he noticed particular components being changed. And he noticed that this hologram was showing him where he could place certain parts so that everything would work well. So there he is, he's watching this, and he had the thought, I wonder what this would look like upside down. The hologram flipped over. He was able to see everything. Quickly, he was drawing what he was perceiving. And he said, by Jove, that's the answer. As soon as he recognized the answer, this hologram that had been in front of him disappeared. Well, he went into work early the next morning, went into his boss, unrolled the plans, the changes that he had observed, put the plans in front of his boss, and said, this'll work. Let's try this. The boss looked at it, looked at the suggestions he said, and he said, I want to know how you came up with this. He said, no, never mind. Don't worry about how I came up with it. Let's just go do it. So they go out, they make the changes that he had seen in this hologram, and they proceed to find that the whole system is going to work beautifully. Well, it was a pretty intense day, and at the end of the day, this engineer found himself in his boss's office. His boss closed the door, and he said, you can't go yet. Boss sat down at his desk and looked at the engineer and said, I want to know how you came up with this information. Well, the engineer squirmed in his seat a little bit. He said, I just don't think you'd understand, and I don't know that I can really tell you. And his boss looked him straight in the eye, and he said, yes, you can. I want you to tell me how you got this information. So the engineer told him exactly what happened, told him about the hologram. Now, when he asked, I wonder what it looks like upside down, the hologram flipped upside down, and there it was. His boss looked at him, and he said, you know what? I've had experiences like that myself. I totally understand. Thank you. Because of you being receptive, the job is saved. I share that story with you because it's an example of how the mind can work. It is not meant to be encapsulated into a little tiny itsy-bitsy something. And in my work of mind, especially in working as a psychic, as an intuitive, I have found that whenever we try to put limitations on the mind, we always end up being shortchanged. And it's the same with life in general. Remember what I said earlier, and that is, what is most valuable is what's between your ears. That's your brain, but your mind that uses the brain as a communicator so that we can get things done. And you must remember that when it comes to anything in the intuitive area, if you keep an open mind, if you use it as a tool to help you help yourself and to help others, then you're going to find it's a wonderful, wonderful resource. Is it the end-all of end-all? Absolutely not. And there isn't a psychic in this world that ever knows all, sees all, or tells all. period. That's my personal statement. But I share that with you because if you empower yourself with knowledge and understanding, whether it's the intuitive area or not, you're going to be a much richer person, and your life is going to have not just value, but you're going to be able to contribute to the wellness, the health, the harmony, the growth, and the development on life in so many different levels. Who knows? A George Washington Carver, you may come up with something that's just going to be so mind-boggling and so expansive, it'll affect people for hundreds and hundreds of years, maybe even thousands. You just never know. So remember, you are the person that has the responsibility for making your life what you want it to be. Now, I'm Donna Sebo. If you would like to chat with me this morning, give me a buzz at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. Also, I would like to let you know that I publish a monthly newsletter, and you're more than welcome to go into my website, which is DelphiInternational.com. That's Delphi, like the Oracle, International.com. You can go into that website, find out all kinds of information from me. And if you want to get in touch with me privately, then you can call me at 800-872-8852. But we are going to be, for the next half hour or so, going to be available to you. So, again, give me a call at 888-268-4313. And we'll be able to chat. And all I need from you is your first name or initial. We're in spring of the year. And Nora Bozeman had a wonderful comment about spring, and I thought I would share it with you. The pitter-patter of spring's refrain, splish splashes down my window pane. Lightning flashes, thunder roars when nature does her rainy day chores. Then suddenly the sky turns blue and delightful flowers make their debut. I'm broadcasting from the Pacific Northwest, and it is absolutely rainy and gray, the total epitome of what we often describe the Northwest as being. But it's during this time of the year that we have so many beautiful, beautiful flowers that are out there and that are available to view with brilliant color. And part of what makes that so wonderful in this part of the world is the abundance of moisture that we have.
Donna?
Just keeps everything so green. Yes.
We have a caller online for you.
Thank you. All right, I'm told we've got a caller on the line. So what I want to do is to go to that caller, and I want to welcome you to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mariposa, California.
Hello, caller.
Pardon?
Let's see. There we go. Hello, caller.
Hi. I'm calling from Mariposa, California.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay,
can
I can barely hear you, dear.
Can you hear me better now?
Okay. Dawn, is there any way we can pot her up a little louder?
Yes, let me do that. Stay with me.
Sorry,
we're just having a little bit of a technical problem here. And again, while we're getting that caller up, this is Donna Sebo. And I'm happy to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Give me a buzz at 888-268-4313 this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
No, I still can't hear her, Don.
Oh, boy.
There we go. Now I hear you beautifully.
Great.
Fabulous. Okay, hon. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
I'm Jackie, and I'm calling from Mariposa, California.
All right. Now, Jackie, as I'm watching you, I want to say, first of all, do not give up on honing your business skills. You have a natural management capability, and I would love to see you develop it to a more refined level. Now, Jackie, I'm observing with you a sense of frustration because you have put out so much effort in particular working environments, and you don't think you're getting recognized for it. Don't sweat the small stuff. You are refining your skills and abilities so that you're going to be able to take over someone else's business, run it for them, and then actually become part of the significant team that's going to make this business take off. So continue to invest in yourself, Jackie. Don't feel like, gee whiz, I'm getting too old for this. You know, don't get into stuck in all this mind muck of the people around you. Please don't go there. I want you to invest in yourself. You're going to have an successful life. So
thank
I
you
want
very
you
much.
To know that that happens because of you being willing to invest in yourself. You've got a lot of people around you that can't see beyond their nose. You're
yes.
not one of them. So don't worry about them. You just keep on doing what you need to do for yourself. What question would you like to ask me this morning?
Well, I'm trying to further a healing technology that I'm teaching. It's called TAT, T-A-T,
mm-hmm.
Tapas Acupressure Technology. And it's used for, personal healing. People can go online at TAT-INTL and find out about it. It's a brilliant, brilliant, I think it's from Cosmic Flow. It's a wonderful system.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get that throughout my community here because they've developed another portion of that system, which is for group healing, so that when people have natural disasters, they can help small groups to do a healing of the traumatic event. So
all
I
right,
highly recommend it for everyone, and I want everyone's blessings that this will help, our community, and I hope everyone else goes into their community and can do the same kind of work, because this is truly a gift from God. It's a way of healing trauma without being re-traumatized
okay.
through great
Jackie.
Love and inner insight.
All right,
that
Jackie.
You're teaching.
One of the things I want to mention to you,
yes.
and I appreciate your enthusiasm. This is wonderful. But I want you to think about what I said to you in the beginning. You need to understand business. And that
yes.
can be a very compatible partner with what you're working with. If you do not understand business, if you don't get that training, you're not going to go anywhere with this.
Well, I've been very fortunate in that I was able to retire early from a brilliant sales career in
Great.
Silicon Valley.
Good.
And move out into Mariposa.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I'm asking you just to hear what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sales is one thing.
Yes.
A business positioning and understanding of what it takes in that business environment to make something work
yes.
is the key.
That's
and
true.
That is where you need to refine your skills.
Yes.
And I know you'll be successful. I'm not concerned about that. But I want you to invest in your own learning of understanding the backdrop.
Yes.
Okay, dear? I want to thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much, Donna.
It's
really
my pleasure.
It.
I'm delighted to have you call in. This
thank
is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in just a few seconds. And if you would like to chat with me this morning, 888-268-4313. When we come back, we'll take your calls, or we'll also share some health data with you that I think you'll find quite interesting. Donna Sebo, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Good morning. Donna Sebo here. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me this morning, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. I received an email from Mary in Alaska, and it's about the Easter Bunny. And, of course, there's so many of those floating around right now because Easter is this Sunday. I thought I would share it with you. It's quite cute. She said, "All I need to know about life I learned from the Easter Bunny," and this is how it reads. "Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Walk softly and carry a big carrot. Everyone needs a friend who is all ears. There's no such thing as too much candy. All work and no play can make you a basket case. A cute little tail attracts a lot of attention. Everyone is entitled to a bad hair day. Let happy thoughts multiply like rabbits. Some body parts should be floppy. Keep your paws off of other people's jelly beans. Good things come in small sugar-coated packages. The grass is always greener in somebody else's basket. An Easter bonnet can tame even the wildest hair. To show your true colors, you have to come out of your shell. And last but not least, the best things in life are still sweet and gooey." Donna Sebo here, and I want to thank Mary for sending that to me because that was just a bunch of cute comments about the Easter itself. Now, what if you, now, by the way, if you want to call in this morning and chat with me, give me a buzz at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. Have you ever read anything about the research on fragrances? Well, science has, for many years, done a lot of investigation about this. And I think about, 10, 12 years ago, I can remember seeing a special program about the Japanese and how they had researched this information and found that when people were working the use of citrus fragrances that would release into the air in the afternoon seemed to make people perk up. Why? Because they've been working all morning, early afternoon, their energy's beginning to drop, and through these just very gentle mists of fragrance, citrus fragrance, especially orange, into the air, made a big difference. Well, science just keeps on checking these things out, and they have found a number of things about what we today call aromatherapy. Now, I'm not an expert on this, but I do know that one of my favorite fragrances is vanilla. It always is just such a pleasant fragrance to me. I love it. I have candles in my home that I'll burn periodically because it just makes everything feel so warm and cozy. Maybe it's because I enjoyed chocolate chip cookies when I was growing up, and it was something that whenever anybody baked, that wonderful vanilla fragrance was always there. Well, they find that when you use the vanilla fragrance, it is relaxing. There was a hospital study where patients were undergoing an MRI, and they found 63% of them were less claustrophobic after exposure to the scent of vanilla. And just like me, they feel that maybe childhood experiences where that wonderful, wonderful smell of vanilla just has been associated with positive things, like chocolate chip cookies or cakes and things like this. Yeah, they think that this is one of the reasons why it has just this wonderful capacity for helping us to relax. Now, for those of you that are really into chocolate, but you're concerned about your waistline, and you go, "Well, I love chocolate, but if I eat too much of it, I'm going to gain 15 pounds. Well, you don't have to eat it. You can just smell it. And at the time that you're smelling it, you're going to find it boosts your memory. In a study that was done, subjects who memorized words in a room scented with chocolate recalled 21% more than those who memorized them in a scentless room. Scientists think the smell stimulates the brain's limbic system, which is responsible for memory. So if someone gives you a gift of chocolate, smell it. Don't eat it. Well, I don't know how well that will work, but that's just a suggestion. And if you really want to stay alert while you're working, remember I mentioned something about the scent of orange. Well, when they used lemon, they found people made fewer mistakes. And they really don't know exactly why. The people that were doing data input had 50% less typing errors when they were working on the computers. Now, this one, I think all of you moviegoers that are just addicted to popcorn, do you walk into a movie theater and smell that popcorn? Oh, isn't that incredible? Well, when you smell it, the first thing you want to do is buy it, right? Well, if you want to lose weight, find a place that has got the popcorn fragrance, and you can just smell it and not eat it, and it'll work wonders for you. They found inhaling the scent of buttered popcorn while doing light activities like walking helps subjects burn 22% more calories. Go figure. I haven't figured that one out. The scent releases the endorphins, the feel-good chemicals, and it speeds up your metabolism. That's the only way they know how to explain it at the time. So maybe not eat it, but get it and smell it. Mm-hmm. I told you we were talking about some fun stuff this morning. Now, pain. Lots of times people, when they're experiencing pain, they will try all types of stuff. And they found that if lavender is in an environment, they have tremendous release from pain. And brainwave studies have shown that smelling lavender increases the alpha waves, which are associated with relaxation, and they think that may have a link to it. If you want to beat the blues, hot peppers are the answer. The capsaicin that they contain irritates nasal passages, so the body, if you're smelling spicy food, and I like to cook with spicy food, so often when I'm cooking with it, that's something that will come up. The body reacts by producing more pain-busting endorphins, which is also going to give you a feel-good energy rush. So if you like spicy food and you like the smell of it, that is something that really helps keep a positive attitude. And then beating stress, get back to the orange fragrance. Australians just did a study on this, and patients were exposed to an orange scent in a waiting room before a dental treatment. And what they found was there was a drop in anxiety and a greater sense of calm and a more positive mood compared to patients in an odorless room. So all you have to do if you really want to get any of these scents is go to your health food store. And you can place a few drops of essential oils on a piece of cotton, a piece of cloth, cotton ball, and keep it close to you. And it's a very easy way to get the beneficial effects of what we now call today aromatherapy. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-268-4313. And I'll be able to light up your life with a little bit of insight, intuitive insight. Now, when you call in, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then I will give you my mental impressions. And after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. And we will be limiting it to one question. Again, give me a call at 888-268-4313. Now, I was talking about mind power earlier, and with a previous caller, talking about learning and how important it is for you to be able to inform yourself, but educate yourself and always be willing to expand. Well, maybe you've wanted to get a degree, and you didn't know quite how you were going to manage to do it. And if you were like a woman by the name of Catherine Glynn, she did her education online. But it's so difficult for so many of us to say, gee whiz, is that something that's going to be worthwhile doing? Well, Catherine really had to figure out a way where she could get her education. And she was wanting to become a nurse. She was 38 years old. And she said there was no way she could attend classes as a mom and wife and working. She could not attend college 5 days a week. She just couldn't go to those classes. So one day she heard that there was a community college in Arizona that was offering degrees, including nursing, online. And so she and her husband sat down and had a nice conversation about this and said, you know, this is an option for me. I could do this. Now, her husband was very supportive of her, so she started it, and her kids were excited about her and being in the classes, and there were lab kits that she had to be able to work with, and all of these various components that she needed were mailed to her, and she was doing all of the experiments right in her kitchen. And she said she was amazed at the classes. She said she used DVDs in her classes. There was a virtual instructor that explained everything. And she could always call her real instructors if she needed help. But she had to do most of the work on her own. So she would work her study times around the schedule of her family. And she said there were two very long clinicals, two 12-hour-long clinicals, the hands-on portion of her training. at a particular hospital that she had to go to every weekend. But you know what? She found that she adapted and her family adapted. And eventually, she was able to get her degree. She's working at as an ICU nurse in a local hospital. She said being able to study online enabled her to make her dream come true. So know that that is going to be a positive for you as well. Now, how can you do this? Well, what you can do is go to the U.S. Department of Education, which investigates and guarantees that your school that you might be wanting to join online is not a fly-by-night outfit. You go to ope.ed.gov/accreditation. That's O like Oliver, P like Paul, ed.gov/accreditation/. There you'll find out everything you need to know, and they will not give diplomas for life experience. Now, real schools will limit the credits you can receive for life experience and have a rigorous process for documenting that you've gone through. So online, same thing. You're not going to be getting credits for that. And the people that have gotten their degrees online are being able to get jobs. And you can ask for the percentage of students who get jobs in their field after they graduate from the online courses, and also ask to speak with one or two who have completed the degree that you might be considering doing. So don't forget to do your homework. However you want to do it, in today's world, we have lots of options that otherwise you may not have ever considered. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be going to a break in just a moment. If you'd like to call me and chat with me, receive a free reading on the air, I'd be delighted to do it. Light up your life with a little insight. Give me a buzz at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And we will be letting you know when I will be next on the air so you can share it with your friend. And remember, you can always go to bloginservice.com. That's bloginservice.com. And be able to listen to any of the shows that are here on the air. We're taking a break. Give us a call if you'd like to chat, 888-268-4313, where I'll light up your life with a little bit of insight. We come back, we'll have more good things to share with you. Don't you go away now. Good morning. Donna Sebo here, and this is an hour of mind power. We've got about another 15 minutes before we'll be closing out the show today, but if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to share my intuitive insight with you. Call in to 888-268-4313. I wanted to share a story with you. Actually, it's not a story. It's information, and it comes from the British Medical Journal, and this was published in February of this year. And they were doing a study about placebos, and this is what they were finding. There was a medical researcher, Ted Kapchuk, who pitted two types of fake medicine, sugar pills and pretend acupuncture, against each other to see which one worked better. And he recruited 266 volunteers who were suffering from chronic arm pain, which they rated at least a 3 on a 10-point scale. Now, this is what they did in this study. There were 133 subjects that received acupuncture with trick needles whose tips retract so they don't penetrate the skin. The other 133 subjects were prescribed blue cornstarch pills that resembled amitriptyline, which is an antidepressant often prescribed for repetitive strain injury. Now, here's some of the fascinating data that they were able to discover. 25% of the acupuncture group experienced side effects from the non-existent needle pricks, including 19 people who felt pain and 4 whose skin became red or swollen. 31% of the pill group experienced side effects from the make-believe drugs, including dizziness, restlessness, rashes, headaches, nausea, and 4 cases of nightmares. Dry mouth and fatigue were the most common side effects, and 3 subjects withdrew from the study after reducing the dosage failed to control their symptoms. Now, the reported side effects exactly matched those described by the doctors at the beginning of the study. Now, after 10 weeks, these subjects who were taking these phony pills said their pain decreased an average of 1.50 points on the 10-point scale. And after 8 weeks, those receiving fake acupuncture reported a drop of 2.64 points. In other words, not receiving acupuncture reduces pain more than not taking drugs. Now, the researcher said the rituals of modern medicine explain the difference. Performing acupuncture is more elaborate than prescribing medicine. Other rituals that medical professionals use that make patients feel better include white coats and stethoscopes that you don't necessarily use, pictures on the wall, the way you reassure a patient, and the secretaries that sign you in. And in their research, they found that careful manipulation of such rituals could make all types of treatment more effective. Now stop and think about that for a minute. What is in your environment really makes a difference. And I can relate to that because I remember being in a doctor's office. This was many years ago. And suddenly they had decided they were going to use a color. Well, they had this blue that they painted the examination rooms in. This blue was absolutely awful. You went into the room and immediately you got so cold. It was the shade of blue, and it was a darker tone of blue. And apparently it had been the doctor's choice. He loved blue, and he liked the tones that went more towards navy. Well, you didn't want to be in the examining room. And you got very, very cold. Now, it was a psychological effect. It was a few years later, I was in another physician's office. And as it turned out, it was an Asian physician. And he understood color. His examination rooms were painted with yellow. He used yellow and he used white. And he did that because it made a difference. He had in his reception room a very, very soft shade of green. Very soft, very delicate. That is a relaxing color. When he had you in his office, when he was asking you to fill out a questionnaire and he was discussing that questionnaire with you, his office had soft tones of pink. Well, they're very soothing. But again, very, very delicately done. And then the examination rooms in yellow. Or at the time that, by the time I met the second doctor that had the different environment, I was more versed in the use of color and how valuable it is. And his technique of using color in his office environment created such a positive positioning with his patients. They found that they were much more comfortable in talking with him. In the examination room, instead of people becoming apprehensive about exams, the color yellow, the shade that he used, was something that made you feel at ease. It made you feel comfortable when the white made it feel fresh and clean. So it provided an environment that enhanced his ability to work as a doctor. And I have to tell you, this particular physician was loved by everyone. And he was known for his caring about his patients. In fact, his patients did not often come back with serious levels of illness. He had a very high positive rate, and his reputation was just absolutely awesome. Now, I want to mention something else about these researchers. One of the researchers, Ted Kapchuk, grew up in Brooklyn, but he moved to Macau, China, to get a degree in Chinese medicine. And he was the major person that was working with all this research. He also ended up running a pain unit at a hospital in Boston where he prescribed acupuncture, meditation, and massage. Now, it worked so well, but his colleagues were saying, oh, this is all psychological. None of this stuff. This is all hokey-pokey. This, it doesn't work. And he said what was even more interesting was because of these responses, he decided to research placebos at Harvard Medical School. And he said he got a very eclectic team for this research. It included a cardiologist, 3 statisticians, a neuroscientist, a psychologist, and, if you can believe this, a philosopher. So all of these people were involved in this research project. And he said, at this time, I'm an assistant professor of medicine. He said, they can say whatever they want. He said, they might want to call it quackery. But he said, the people that were participating in this study were not quacks. These were registered professionals. So there's a lot more that goes on in having wellness in your life. There is so much that goes on. And I think one of the greatest strides in medicine is when we are going to acknowledge the treatment of the individual. And I think that we're going to see that happening during these next 10 years. It's already starting to move forward. And I think you're going to see more and more of the going back to the doctors developing good communication with their patients and getting to know them, much like the doctors so many years ago were able to do when they were making house calls and were living in communities that weren't, you know, packed with so many people, and they had a chance to get to know the patients and understand many times the psychological needs. And psychological needs are very, very important. Sometimes you go through stress and strain and trauma. And if a physician is treating someone and is not aware of all of these things that are going on in a person's life and doesn't take time to find out about it, many times they will treat symptoms, but they won't be able to find the cause. But you know, there's another side too. If you're going through physical changes and you have challenges physically, remember there are options to work with, and there are a lot of very good medical professionals that really, really care. So you may have to search around for some of those so that you don't feel like you're on an assembly line. But understand, there are so many thousands and thousands of dedicated people on so many different levels of the medical field that really care. And so I think we are learning how to develop a communication, and as consumers, we have to be more educated. So I just wanted to share that little bit of information with you. Donna Sebo here. And I want you to know that we will be letting you know about future shows that will be coming up. And if you should want to call into the show before we close, which will be at 4:15 this morning, your call-in number is 888-268-4313. And I'll be happy to light up your life with a little bit of insight. I want to share with you also a story about a woman, Kelly Bakovin. And Kelly and her husband survived a real tragic situation, and it was a forest fire. Actually, maybe it's a better way to call it, as a wildfire. She lived in Agoura Hills, California, and she watched her business go up in smoke. This was on December 19th, 2002. It was going in flames right before her eyes, and she was just absolutely awesome. But you know what? She and her husband started their business again. And everything that she had gained in her 30 years of prior experience, they put into this floral shop they decided to invest in. And she started meeting people at their homes. She developed her business differently. And you know what? They came up literally from the ashes of the burnt dream that had been their experience. And she said, you know what? I'm going to need some help. She found that people were there responding to her. And because she had had such good customers before, her dream of having another store became a reality. She said, you know, when we went back into business, we thought that we were not going to be able to really make it. But because of so many people who cared, not only are we making it, we're surpassing our previous business, its prosperity, by 21%. Life sometimes hands you sauerkraut, and you go, yuck, what could I possibly serve this with? Well, that's when a little bit of imagination and ingenuity comes in. But there's another side, too. And this being Easter weekend, you need to keep it in mind. There's always possibilities. There are always those people out there that are willing to help you if you're willing to help yourself. And one of the things that was a very difficult lesson for me to learn, and that is when you need help, you open your mouth and you ask for it. Let people know, because there are people out there that really care. So as you're going about your Easter weekend, count your blessings. Recognize that you have so much to appreciate in your life, and you've got so much more you're going to be able to experience and appreciate that you never even dreamed of. This is Donna Sebo. We're closing this program this morning by just asking you to remember, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a fabulous day. We'll be talking with you again soon. Donna Sebo here. Until next time, bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every morning, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day. Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-564.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.